I'm getting an opportunity to catch up with Daniel Jeremiah, the NFL Network's draft analyst, and you can follow Daniel on Twitter at Move the Sticks. Daniel, thanks so much for taking the time out and joining the Finsiders today and myself. It's always great to catch up with you and talk draft. And I know you have the top 50 list that's out there now and a lot of names being bantered about around with quarterbacks, wide receivers. Here in Davie, Florida, we're thinking offensive line because that's the biggest need of the Miami Dolphins. I know you have Zach Martin penciled in there. At 19 from Notre Dame, but there's some other names as well. Why Zach Martin and why so much attention with his name at 19? Do you think he's maybe the best fit for the Dolphins, or maybe that's where it falls as the other picks go ahead of Miami?
Well, I think he's just a really safe, clean football player. I mean, you're talking about someone with 52 starts at the college level, so you get a chance to get a true evaluation of him. He's very consistent from game to game, from season to season. I love the fact that he has the versatility. If you wanted to slide him inside the guard, he could play guard. He probably could play all five positions along with punt. Very, very smart kid. So I think he's somebody, when you look at the Dolphins situation where you want to upgrade the offensive line, and the value he has because of the versatility, where you could start him out at tackle. You play right tackle, all of a sudden you have an injury and your next best lineman is a tackle, and you can kick him inside the guard. It's a very valuable piece to have. When I was in Baltimore, we drafted Marshall Yanda, and it was a similar type of a player. We felt like we could do the same things with him.
You know what? That's an interesting point, because there was some guys at the Senior Bowl that I saw, Daniel, this year, you know, and Zach being one of those guys. And I think another guy was Brandon Thomas from Clemson, where he played tackle in college, but I think he can kick inside if you needed him to do that. Now, there's some other guys, some bigger guys like Cyrus Kwanjo and Taylor Lewan, obviously Morgan Moses, that are going to have to stay on the edge. But some of those guys that maybe aren't the tallest or have the biggest reach might be able to kick inside first and then work themselves outside.
Yeah, Brandon Thomas, I think, could be a really good guard. I think that's probably where he'll start out at the next level. Played well at tackle, but he's 6'3 and change. He does have long arms. He's got really good balance, just a good, solid football player. He's strong at the point of attack. I think he'd slide into guard and have a good player. Joel Petonio out of Nevada is another one who played tackle, probably going to project inside the guard at the next level. And then one name that we don't hear a lot about because he's been injured is James Hurst at the University of North Carolina. So he played. I was at the opening game against South Carolina, and he held up pretty well against Clowney. That was a game where Clowney got a lot of grief because he was out of shape early in the season. But he's 6'5", and I think he could very easily slide inside as well. So there's a lot of players like that. As the league turns more towards the passing league, having athletic guards that can hold up pass protection is become more important.
Getting a chance to catch up with NFL Network draft analyst Daniel Jeremiah. You can follow Daniel on Twitter at Move the Sticks. Another big topic here in South Florida with Dolphin fans have been the running back position. Knowshon Moreno a couple days ago signs as a free agent with the Miami Dolphins. He adds to the list of the traffic at running back with Lamar Miller and Daniel Thomas and others on the Dolphins roster. But the fans here still think the Miami Dolphins may go out and select one of the backs somewhere in the fourth, fifth, or sixth round. Two questions. Do you think they may go earlier, which I don't think they will, but do you think they'll settle in on somebody getting another one in the draft?
Well, I think they probably add to it. I mean, why not? I think when you look at it, when you look at their collection of backs, I think you see a lot of guys that are good, committee-type guys. I don't think you see anybody there that could be it's going to be the full-time guy. So that's why I think in the middle rounds, a guy like Terrence West from Towson, who's 220-plus pounds, who I think has the capabilities of developing into a three-down back, why not? Take a shot on him in the third or fourth round. You get a player that can contribute right away, and it can eventually save you a roster spot, because right now you're having to carry a lot of backs to share this load. A guy like that comes in, he can free you up to be able to carry an extra corner, carry an extra receiver, or what have you. He's somebody who can play on all three downs, and I think that's something they're looking for.
Daniel, another question the fans have down here in South Florida is at the linebacker spot. You go in and you make some big changes at linebacker for the Miami Dolphins in 2013. You bring in Danelle Ellerby. You bring in Philip Wheeler. You add him to Koa Misi in that trio at linebacker. But if you're the Dolphins, do you go out and maybe get a linebacker in the third or fourth round that you feel like can be a solid middle linebacker, a good run stopper, and experiment with Daniel Ellerbe, moving him maybe to the outside for a couple snaps a game?
Well, I mean, you can definitely consider that. That's something you look at. To me, it's kind of what's available in the draft, how your board stacks up. If you've got a player you value as an inside player, like an interesting guy like Shane Scope, Stanford, who's a pure thumper, right, inside linebacker. And if you feel good about him and he's starting to fall down the board a little bit, and you might not have a glaring need position, but he allows you to have that flexibility to experiment with the Ellerbe on the outside. So, yeah, I think that's something you could see them address. I just think early on in this draft, I think they've got to address the offensive line position. I'd like to see them go to that well a couple times and get that fortified, because if they can't keep the quarterback upright and let Tannehill continue to develop, I think you've stunted the growth of your entire franchise.
And, Daniel, I'm going to continue along that line. I like where your head's at, because that's what I've been preaching the entire offseason. I think the Dolphins are going to double dip when it comes to the offensive line. We know about the tackles maybe in this draft, but in the second round or third round, can you give the fans and maybe an idea of what's out there at the guard position that could possibly be on the Dolphins' radar that you might fit a zone blocking scheme down here?
Well, you're looking for an athletic player. I'll tell you, a guy that I'm intrigued by is Weston Richburg, who's played center at Colorado State. I think he could also play guard. A very athletic interior player. It gives you the flexibility to fill in at center if you needed to. But he's somebody that you can get up to the second level. He can adjust the space. A really, really good athlete. We were talking earlier about Joel Batonio from Nevada, tackle in college. He's another guy that can adjust the space and is really good at the second level. He'd be somebody I think would make sense. You know, a guard that's probably going to go in that range but doesn't really fit that scheme is Gabe Jackson, who's just a big, massive baller from Mississippi State. But I think they'll look for a little more athletic player.
Do you think the Miami Dolphins would have any interest in a guy like, you know, rolling the dice on a guy like Shontrell Henderson from Miami? I know this is a guy that underachieved and has been in the doghouse, out of the doghouse at UM over his tenure there. Do you think he's a guy that needs to play better when he gets paid as a pro compared to playing in college football?
Well, I think you can make a case for him for a lot of teams. I can't make one with the Miami Dolphins. I think they need to. Hey, we talk a lot about when you're in scouting, you talk about, you know, what does the room look like when you're building a position group? Like, we wanted to have, you know, leaders in every position. So, okay, who we have in the wide receiver room? Who's gonna be the leader inside that room? And you want to have good rooms. And I think that offensive line room, as we've seen over the last year, needs to be upgraded from that standpoint. So, Shontrell Henderson, a guy who's been in some trouble, who's not the most motivated player in the world, I don't know that the Dolphins need to be in the reclamation project business with their offensive line at this point in time. That's why, you know, just the opposite. We talk about a guy like Zach Martin, 52 starts, you know exactly what you're getting from him. I think those are the kind of players they need to look for in this draft. Just get some solid guys. Brandon Thomas, a really, really consistent, good football player. You don't have to worry about any of this other stuff. But those are the kind of guys I like to see them target in this draft and let somebody else roll the dice on Shontrell Henderson.
Yeah, I like Brandon Thomas a lot. I was really impressed with what he did in the Senior Bowl, and as well as Zach Martin playing both sides, right and left tackle. Last one for you, speaking with NFL draft analyst Daniel Jeremiah, and you can follow Daniel on Twitter at Move the Sticks. Big picture draft, quarterbacks, you talk about Clowney, you talk about linebackers at the top of the list, but where do you think these quarterbacks are going to slot in? I know that there's been a lot of private showings, I guess, for teams. The Cleveland Browns have been all over the place in the last couple of days. We've seen Johnny Football put on his music and go out and throw with helmet and shoulder pads. Where do you slot these guys in the top, maybe three or four guys going off the board?
Well, you know, it's different from how I have them ranked, but if someone asks me how I think they're going to come off the board, I still think Bortles probably has the best chance of coming off the board first. I think he's very much in play with the first overall pick. Johnny Manziel, I think, you know, they'll at least consider in Houston, but I think he's probably more pegged for Jacksonville or potentially Cleveland. And then a Teddy Bridgewater, to me, that's the one could potentially slide a little bit in this draft. I think keep an eye on Minnesota at 8. If you get by Minnesota at 8, Tennessee at 11, then I think you're talking about a pretty good fall. And then you could be looking at maybe Arizona at 20, which I don't think they'll do because they're kind of building their team to win right now. and can get another year or two out of Carson Palmer, then you're thinking, man, if your last shot there is if Cleveland hasn't taken a quarterback at four, maybe they spend it at 26. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if we saw one of these guys drop down the board a little bit. And then we have the wild card with Derek Carr.
Yeah, that was...
Seems very interested in him. So you have to throw him in the mix as well.
I was thinking that as well, Daniel. Derek Carr is one of those guys you're not sure of. You know, he may go higher on some teams' boards and maybe lower on others. And Jimmy Garoppolo as well, one of those guys that kind of was throwing the football well at the Senior Bowl, had impressive numbers, and it all depends on, I guess, how those guys' individual workouts continue to go in this offseason.
Yeah, no question. You only need one. That's the thing. We try to predict where these teams are going to go. I mean, you can talk on the phone with friends around the league, talk to 20 different teams, and they don't like a player. But for the good thing for the players, it only takes one team to fall in love, and they go off the board. So, yeah, trying to figure out where these guys are going to slot in, especially in this draft, and it's difficult. I think we could see those four guys probably have a good chance of going in the first round. But the order in which they go and where they land, I think we're all guessing at this point in time.
NFL Network draft analyst Daniel Jeremiah, thank you so much for your time. It's always great to catch up with you, and I'm sure we'll try to do it one more time as May rolls around the corner. Really appreciate the time.
All right, thanks a lot. Take care.
You got it. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.